What does it mean to find the right childcare? Everyone wants quality, but then there's also convenience, location. Figuring it out, that can be a real job. So today we've got a conversation we hope will help guide you in the right direction, at least to start.
You're listening to The Work-Life Equation, the Bright Horizons podcast for busy working families. Whether you're a working mom, a dad, or you're busy caring for other family members, we've got tips for how to fit jobs and families together and for how to make your work-life equation add up.
First, let's introduce you to Crystal Lazon. She's an enrollment counselor with Bright Horizons.
Basically, my job is to work with parents, helping them navigate the process of choosing a childcare center that works for them.
Crystal helps a lot of parents who are near the starting point of looking for childcare. So what do most people ask her about?
Mainly about space availability. Are you going to have a space when I need it? I need to go back to work in September. Are you going to have a space for me? Every once in a while, I do get a parent who's a very green parent who has a lot of questions. They have never been to a childcare center. Sometimes they just want some help. They want another person to bounce their thoughts off.
When we talk about space, is convenience coming first? Is that what they're, just tell me where to go?
Typically, yeah. They'll be looking at centers either close to home or close to their office. And then they just want to know, especially once they've gone to a center, they make a particular connection with a teacher or with a director. They love the location. They love the program. And then it's a matter of whether or not we're going to have a space for them.
Okay. So they are deciding between close to home, close to office, or maybe someplace in between. Let's go through some of the pros and cons. Start with near home.
The biggest pro to it being near home is that it's easier for partners to share drop-off and pick-up because you're both right there. If you have a center that's close to home, it's easier for you in the morning, or maybe you can drop off and then schedule an appointment for yourself on your way to work. Our centers tend to open very early in the morning. Most of them are open by 7, so you could drop the child off and then still have plenty of time to get yourself to work. And then coming home at the end of the day. Some people like that time alone in the car, maybe an hour or so each way to be alone and talk to themselves and listen to their own music or their podcast and not have to talk to anybody else.
Listening to Crystal, it sounds like there are a lot of pros to having your child near your home. So we talked to one mom, Eileen, who did just that. She picked a child care center located within minutes of her house.
For me, it was easy because my commute into the city can be sometimes upwards of an hour and a half. It's been more than that a handful of times, and we did not want to drag a baby or a toddler through sitting through Boston traffic.
Okay, well, talk to me a little bit about that, because that presents equal and opposite challenges having a baby far away.
It does. So luckily for us, my husband works in the opposite direction against traffic, about 15 minutes from the center. So he's the one that's closer. So he does a lot. He does most of the drop-offs.
So logistically that worked. But beyond that, as Crystal mentioned earlier, Eileen found a fringe benefit that it's actually quite beneficial to have some alone time in the car on her commute to work.
My commute gives me the time to myself. So I have a stack of podcasts that I listen to on rotation. If I feel like it, I give myself a nice cold drink, I have a snack. And that hour and 15 minutes on average is my time to reset the clock, because as soon as I get home at 5:30 or 5:45, I start a whole nother day all over again.
So that is a nice buffer.
Yes.
That seems to work pretty well for Eileen's family, but Crystal says there are even more advantages to having a child care center closer to home, like you don't have to worry if your office gets moved. And also this.
One thing that I hear occasionally, especially if the child is a little older, like preschool age, is parents like the idea of their children making friends with other children that may be from the same town or at least from the same area. It makes it easier for birthday parties and play dates. And then if you're lucky enough to have a center in your town, then your child, maybe when they go to school, they'll already know people.
Also, I imagine if you have a work-at-home day, that's really
yes,
handy.
Yes. On the opposite side of it, if your child is at a center near work and you have a work-at-home day, or there's traveling, or you have an off-site meeting or anything like that, you have to consider that the baby still needs to get to the center.
Sounds like it's a pretty good situation having childcare closer to home. But before you make that decision, hear Crystal out, because she says there's definitely one huge advantage to having your childcare center closer to work.
Biggest benefit is that your child is nearby all day. particularly if moms are still breastfeeding. We have an open door policy at our centers. Parents can come by anytime they want. I think it's particularly reassuring if for an infant parent, because they can just, you know, if you feel like you want to pop in and peek at them throughout the day or feed them, or maybe a preschooler, you want to go in and visit them at lunch. It's nice to have them right there. And then you also, if you're commuting with your child, you've got time in the car with them. You know, you can sing songs, watch out the window, chat, tell stories, play games, I spy out the window, that kind of stuff. So that's good. Some people like that. It's more time with their child, because particularly in the Boston area, if you might have an hour commute, there's an hour or so that you're in the car together. It's nice. If the child is near, sometimes even in the same building, you don't have to have such a flexible schedule. Whereas if your child is at home, you almost have to have flexible work hours, because you're going to have to leave early enough to get them to pick them up. But if they're right there, if the center's open from 7 to 6, you can work pretty much a normal work day.
Without really watching the clock.
Without really watching the clock and thinking, you know, oh, I'm never going to make it there on time.
Laura's another Bright Horizons parent, and she chose to have her kids at the child care center right near her work. She told us how that's been playing out for her.
Definitely having it close to work has been a huge benefit for me. Thinking back to those early days when, you know, I was just transitioning back to work, just transitioning from spending every day and every moment with my child. You know, if I ever just needed those snuggles, I could go right across the street and get the snuggles.
And there was another reason Laura liked having her kids close by.
I'd say in the early days, it was just really that peace of mind. I was nursing, so, you know, if I, and it did happen quite a few times, forgot a pump part or something like that, you're like, well, what do I do? Okay, I'm just going to head across the street. Great. You know, as long as she's not napping, we're in good shape.
Of course, when childcare is near the office, the kids are along for the ride. That means there's no buffer zone between work and parenting shifts.
You're going straight through, and, mm-hmm. but that sounds like it works okay for you.
It does. I mean, now that I think about it, I did used to have a long commute before kids, and, you know, I would spend a good 45 minutes to an hour on the road, and it was nice to kind of decompress from the work day, and that was my time to make calls to my sister, who I know was commuting at the same time, to my friends, and I think at that point, without kids, I didn't realize how much I appreciated that time, but now that I do, it's really hard to find that time, so I do miss that, but going straight through, at least I know that, you know, when I wrap up my day, I can really use those last few moments until I really, really need to just hop across the street. So it's not thinking about traffic and having to account for that and like, oh, I've actually got to cut this off right now so that I can hit the road because I know that there's a 10-minute delay or a 20-minute delay due to an accident before I can go pick up the kids.
That's a little bit of peace of mind during your day. Additional peace of mind, I should
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely.
And guess what? There might even be some social benefits to having your child care near the office.
Maybe your coworkers, their children go to the same center, and so maybe that would afford you opportunities to see them outside of work.
And maybe even connect with people across the company.
Right, exactly, that you normally wouldn't even come in contact with, but you happen to see them at drop-off or pick-up every day.
When it comes to what parents want to know, location, where does that rank?
They bring it up to me if they say, well, I'm trying to decide, you know, do I want to be near home or do I want to be near work? And then I sort of throw questions out at them. Like, for instance, if your baby's near your work, well, what if you're sick or you have to travel or you have an offsite meeting? Someone still has to get to the center. Or on the opposite end of it, you're in the office and the baby's closer to home. Do you have a plan for if the baby gets sick at the center or the center has to close or you're stuck in a traffic jam or whatever? Is there someone on the home end that's going to be available to pick them up for you?
Is there a percentage of, you know, who chooses what, or is it evenly divided?
I would say it's probably evenly divided.
I mean, we actually have this conversation a lot about convenience versus attributes. What are parents prioritizing?
I think it depends on the parent. Mm-hmm. Some parents are very convenience-minded. They want to get in, they want to get out, but it has to be a pleasurable experience for everybody while they're there. And then there are some who would probably go out of their way to make sure that they had the right situation.
And how do you help parents make the ultimate decision? If you're lucky enough to have one close and one close at home?
Do the trial run, both with the baby and without the baby.
That's a very good point.
Of course, even with a decent trial run,
both sides can present their share of challenges.
I want to get a little bit specific with both of you about the particulars of the stress points in both of your decisions. So Laura, I'm going to start with you. What are the stressors of your arrangement for you on a daily basis?
It makes for a very tight schedule where, because I do live close to work and the girls are next to my work, a lot of those responsibilities fall on me. My husband doesn't have necessarily a long commute, but it's further away than I am. So I am the default parent that gets called when the girls are sick. A lot of that responsibility falls on my shoulders.
Things I don't have control over. So there are some days that traffic is amazing and I'm home in the 45 minutes it should take, and I love those days. But there also have been days where it's taken me 3 hours to get home. And I think that can be challenging, being so far away and not having any ability to change those factors.
Okay, best part.
The best part is, honestly, those 5 o'clock phone calls. So my best friend, she commutes home the same exact time, and I know at 5:05, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most days, she's going to be calling me, and I can have an uncomplicated conversation for at least a half an hour.
Would she change anything?
No.
Best part?
Best part is that I don't have to sit on the road and worry about the traffic. I've done that before having kids, and so it's nice to be able to just hop in the car and know that it works for us.
Now, here's an interesting question. Does anybody go in the middle?
I went in the middle.
Did you?
Well, sort of in the middle. I went in the middle for my husband's work, thinking at the time that we were going to share drop off and pick up, which it didn't happen all that often, but the choice was there. Parents do that because then it affords both options, especially if maybe there isn't a center anywhere near your work, but you can't leave work at 4:30 either. So you sort of find one in the middle that you can at least make sure that you're going to get there.
Crystal also shared with us some final thoughts on how to find and pick a child care center that's right for you, your schedule, your work, and your whole family.
One thing that I did when I was looking for a center was I visited more than once. I visited and then I went home and I thought about it and I had some questions and a couple of things that I wanted to check out again, so I visited again. Mm-hmm. A lot of people bring family members with them because family members, sometimes they'll have questions that you didn't even think of, particularly grandmothers, or, you might have a sister who's a teacher. So those are always good. And then once you've made your decision, I'd say register. Register now. Even if you think it might be too early, it's probably not too early to at least get your name on the list.
Right.
And register at more than one center, just in case. Our registration process allows you to register at up to 3 centers at a time. So essentially, you're on the wait list for 3 centers.
Is there an average amount of time it takes to get off the wait list?
Depends on the center. Some centers, it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. And some there really technically isn't a wait list. We just call it a wait list.
So is this like college where you have your safety and your...
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. You have your safety school and then you have your first choice dream school. But if you don't get into your first choice dream school and you end up at your safety school, we will keep you on the wait list for the first center. And then as soon as the spot opens up, we transfer you over there.
And that's the beauty of Bright Horizons is you get standard of quality that's
exactly.
going to be no
it's
matter whether.
Standard of quality.
There you have it. Childcare isn't an easy decision, but there's lots of help. To get started, visit brighthorizons.com and click on the Find a Center button. If you like what you heard today, get more of our podcast by subscribing. While you're downloading, let us know what you thought or give us a share. Thanks to everyone for being here. We look forward to seeing you next time as we help make the work-life equation add up.